March 16th. John chapter 7, verses 37 through 53. On the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus called out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture says, rivers of living water shall flow from within him." He said this about the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were going to receive. For the Spirit had not been given because Jesus had not yet been glorified. Therefore, some of the members of the crowd who had heard these words were saying, "Indeed, this man is the prophet." But others were saying, "This is the Christ." However, others asked, "Does the Christ come from Galilee? Does not the Scripture say that the Christ is David's offspring and comes from Bethlehem, David's hometown?" There was therefore a division in the crowd because of him. Some wanted to seize him, but no one laid hands on him. The officers returned to the chief priests and Pharisees, who asked them, "Why did you not bring him?" The officers replied, "A man has never spoken this way." The Pharisees asked them, "Are you also deceived? Has any ruler or any Pharisee believed in him? But this mob, which is ignorant of the law, is accursed." Then one of them, Nicodemus, who had come to him earlier, asked them, "Does our law judge a man before it hears from him and knows what he is doing?" They replied, "Are you also of Galilee? Search and see that no prophet comes from Galilee." Then they went away, each to his own house. John chapter 8, verses 1 through 11. But Jesus went into the Mount of Olives. However, he was in the temple very early in the morning, and all the people were coming to him. He sat down and started teaching them. The scribes and Pharisees brought to him a woman taken in the act of adultery. They stood her in the midst and said to him, "Teacher, this woman was taken in the very act of adultery. Moses commanded us in the law to stone such women. What do you say?" They said this to try him, that they might make an accusation against him. Jesus stooped down and began writing on the ground with his finger. As they continued to question him, Jesus stood up and said to them, "Let him who is sinless among you first cast a stone at her." He again stooped down and was writing in the ground. They heard this and began going out one by one, beginning with the older ones, until he was left alone with the woman. Jesus arose and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She replied, "No one, Lord." Jesus said, "Neither do I. Go and sin no more."